You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilmontoni. Pete Carroll and Nick Saban are out at age 72. When do you think you're going to be done at PTI?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I finished 6 months ago. You're talking to my AI bot. I could do that thing that robots used to do, but I don't think they do that anymore. And by the way, 72 is very young to me, so it's no big deal, you know?
AI, a lot more sophisticated now, Tony. This ain't like some bot projection from the 1980s. It's smooth.
I'm afraid of it. I'm afraid of AI. I'm afraid of the internet. They're terrible for the universe. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Pete Carroll is out. The Raptors coach is furious, and Troy Aikman joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with Chris Lowe's report for ESPN that Nick Saban is retiring as head coach of Alabama. Saban won 6 titles at Alabama and another one at LSU. Wilbon, what is your reaction to this?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You know, Tony, in the lead up, there was so much time to talk about everything that I watched shows where the question was asked and it was usually dismissed, or there was some talk and there were a couple of shows where people who cover SEC football were saying, wait a minute now, this is possible. And so you'd hear all of this discussion, but you still think, okay. And even if you believed it, it's Nick Saban. I mean, Nick Saban and Bill Belichick have dominated football at their respective levels for the last 15 and 20 years, respectively.
Yes.
One is now out, and the other could be out. And you just think, wow, college football, Tony, which to me is in total chaos. I mean, I know we're coming off a nice championship game and the college football playoff 4 and all of that. But college football to me is in a, I'm going to say this, as a college football fanatic, a season ticket holder, a booster of a Power 5 conference team, college football is a mess. And maybe we're going to find out in the coming days that Nick Saban's like, you know, what do I need this for? Between the transfer portal and NIL, Tony, even many of the great coaches, successful coaches, Nick Saban always has a top 5 recruiting class. Many of them are just like, no, enough of this. And I wonder, don't know, wonder how he feels about all that and if there was an impact.
So I'm going to, like, let the viewers know how this show works. And it works is that during the days, things happen and you remake whatever you were going to do and you put something in. We found out about Pete Carroll fairly close to the beginning of the show. And I was stunned that Pete Carroll was out. Totally stunned. This is a factor of 100 over Pete Carroll to find out that Nick Saban is leaving Alabama. Nick Saban just went to the college football playoffs. Right? He went to overtime with the team that won the college championships. They're going to 12 teams next year. You can pencil him in for the next 20 years. 12 teams. Alabama's always going to be one of the 12. And he's leaving. He's an obsessive coach. He didn't take any days off all year long, basically. I did not see this coming. Can't believe it's happening. And my first thoughts, like yours, is Belichick going to leave at the same time? Are we going to lose the best college coach and the best pro coach in a matter of hours or days or something like that? And then I think, do you want this job? Everyone assumes Dabo Sweeney gets the job. Or maybe Kirby Smart moves over from Georgia. He was an assistant there. Or maybe Lane Kiffin or maybe Steve Sarkisian. They were assistants to Nick Saban. But do you want it? Do you want to follow him? I'm not sure you want to follow him.
No.
I'm not sure.
And Nate, Tony, the guys you mentioned, particularly Sarkisian and Kirby Smart, they can win where they are. One has won where he is. So you don't necessarily need Alabama, but man, Saban, Tony, if there's no argument to me counter to Nick Saban being the greatest college football coach of all time. There's argument. I don't know this one for Belichick either, because I wouldn't make one against Belichick. But
you tell me Carroll's out on one day. We're going to get to Carroll right now. In fact, let's move to Pete Carroll. He's out as head coach at Seattle Seahawks. after 14 seasons that includes 10 playoff appearances, 2 Super Bowl appearances, and 1 Super Bowl win. Carroll will stay on as an advisor, whatever that means. As recently as 3 days ago, Carroll said he expected to be back next season as coach. Wilbon, what do you make of this?
Well, Tony, part of it now, I'm sort of thinking about it a little differently than I was an hour ago. But part of it is, and look, you have just passed the age of the two gentlemen we're talking about. I am approaching that.
Yeah.
And part of it just becomes, and I think you and I look differently at this. Do you have to do it all your life? Is it a sentence?
If you,
do you want to do it your entire? Okay, but I didn't ask the question that way. I said, do you have to? And so the answer is no. So what, Pete Carroll has no other interest in his life? Nick Saban, while we think, you know, we saw a different side of Nick Saban with Dion in those stupid Aflac commercials. Do they have to only do one thing? Maybe they thought about other things as they make commercials and they have other things come up in their lives and they say, okay, well, how much time do I have left? And does it all have to be spent coaching?
Maybe Saban thought of other things and we just didn't know about it. But 3 days ago, Pete Carroll said, I expect to be back. I want to be back. I got to get better. Yeah. I got to get my assistants better. Pete Carroll was 9-8 this year, and he was 9-8 last year, I believe. They were in playoff contention. They didn't get to the playoffs. He's had one losing season in 12 years. I mean, it's stunning. And they've booted him out. There should be no question that they've booted this guy out. Maybe it's the defense, which is his forte, because their ratings lately, the last 2 years, they were 25th in points against. They were 30th in yards against. And the Legion of Boom is gone. But Mike, I told you yesterday, I was very surprised that Vrabel was fired. I am more surprised about Carroll, and it doesn't compare to Saban. It doesn't compare.
The restlessness at the top of these NFL franchise pyramids is sort of stunning. It's getting like international soccer and the NHL. I mean, let's talk about Sirianni being fired in Philadelphia if he has a bad game Sunday or Monday or whenever the Eagles play, even though he was in the Super Bowl 11 months ago. So these things, and by the way, when you're facing that as a coach in this industry, that you can get to the Super Bowl and be fired less than a year later, why do you, well, I'm going to ask you again, is that the only thing they can do? They got to be handcuffed to this thing like a life sentence?
We do the jobs we do. We do the jobs we do because we like the jobs. We define ourselves through the jobs. We have a reason to wake up in the morning. You do it, and I do it.
I love it.
Pete Carroll's one of only three guys ever to win a college championship and the Super Bowl. There's him and Barry Switzer and Jimmy Johnson. That's all there are. We move now. And this is a different kind of story, but fabulous. A fabulous rant last night by Toronto Raptors coach Darko Rajakovic. Rajakovic was infuriated that the Lakers went to the foul line 23 times in the fourth quarter and the Raptors went twice and then lost the game by 1 point. I pray to God we will run this whole rant.
It's outrageous. What happened tonight, this is completely BS. This is shame. Shame for the referees, shame for the league to allow this. 23 free throws for them, and we get 2 free throws in the fourth quarter. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win. But that was not fair tonight.
Right, Wilbon, does Rajakovic have cause to say all this? Of course he does.
Hell yeah! Yes, I'm glad he said it. Come on, seriously. Tony, look, I know too many referees in the NBA and respect all the ones I know and like a great many, and I'm friends with several. And I don't believe any of these guys is doing something untoward. Can they have a bad game? Yeah. Does it seem like it involves the Lakers a little too often? Yes. And so we're talking about optics here. The league ought to be concerned. I think they'll dismiss it because that's what leagues do. They don't really actually want to deal with the specifics. There was a game in L.A. in 2002, Tony, a playoff game, where the Lakers shot 27 free throws to Sacramento's 9 in the fourth quarter of a playoff game that the Lakers won by 4 in 2002, game 6. And it was an abomination. It was, to me, the low point competitively, and I'm including, obviously, the officiating of the game, of the NBA in my lifetime. And the league basically just sort of wanted to just move it aside. And that's what's going to happen here. And he's going to get a big fine, but good for him. Seriously, the Lakers deserved every damn free throw that was taken in that game at critical point. Enough. It looks bad. It smells. And I'm not implying that anything happened untoward.
Yeah. So I didn't see the game, so I don't know if the Lakers made any fouls, but I love this rant. This is a $100,000 fine if I have ever seen one or heard one. He actually called the refereeing crap. That was his word. He said that there was no integrity of the game, and he implied to me, and I know to you, that Adam Silver wants the Lakers to win and wants Toronto not to win, which both of us believe for television purposes. He said of his own player, he said he was infuriated that his own player, Scottie Barnes, who he also said was going to be the face of the league, which is
getting a
little out ahead of your skis on this one. But he said that, you know, he was infuriated he only got two shots during the entire game. I mean, you look at something like this. I loved the rant so much that I want my grandsons to play for this guy. That's how much I loved it.
Tony, here's the problem real quickly for the league. This league, more than any professional sports league in the world, faces talk all the time about conspiracies, who the league wants to win. And they want the Lakers and the Celtics and lately the Warriors. And before that, the Bulls. And they want
and they
them.
Do.
And here's what they'll do to manipulate it. The league faces this talk. Now, do they care?
Okay.
Maybe not. But
The Lakers have big stars and they're a glamour team. And Toronto is not a glamour team. And Scottie Barnes, notwithstanding, they don't have any big stars. The only big star they ever had walked away after a one-year rental and went to the Clippers. That's the problem here. There's no equity. It's a great disparity. Let's take a break. Coming up, we will ask Troy Aikman for his reaction to Pete Carroll being out and Bill Belichick being in limbo.
We'll also ask him why he thinks the Packers have had such great continuity at quarterback. He's my quarterback.
This guy should ask GoFundMe, and millions of people will give him...
Pardon the interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Grey Goose, part of Happy Hour.
Let's get back into the NFL with Hall of Fame quarterback and ESPN Monday Night Football analyst Troy Aikman. Out of the booth, doesn't have to wear a tie, wearing the T-shirt that he always wears with us. Makes me so happy. Let's start with this. Guys you know well, Pete Carroll, he's out. Bill Belichick is up in the air. How do you feel when you see legendary coaches like them in the positions they are in today?
Well, I hate to see it, Tony, because you're right. They've been such a part of the fabric of the NFL for so long. But I think it's a reminder of just that nothing lasts forever. We see great players this past year. We saw Tom Brady, who retired, and we can go through the whole list of guys, and the same thing holds true for coaches. So sometimes players, oftentimes players aren't able to leave on their own terms, or they go to other teams on someone else's terms. And we're seeing that, of course, right now, this week. This is a popular time amongst coaches for the changes that are taking place. But I didn't anticipate that we would see Pete Carroll leaving Seattle after this season. I didn't see that one coming at all.
The Packers are at the Cowboys. Tony and I watch Jordan Love, and we come away unable to avoid the comparison to Favre and Rodgers, sometimes even physically. Some of the traits, some of the characteristics, you can tell us, please, if we're nuts. But beyond that, Troy, why are the Packers able to find a continuity and like hardly anybody else is able to do that?
Well, I think for the similarities of those three, it does make sense, because remember that Aaron Rodgers backed up Brett Favre for a few years, and so he learned a little bit of what he did and how he did it. And the same was true for Jordan Love. He then was able to sit and watch Aaron Rodgers finish out his career with the Packers, and he does do a lot of things that he picked up from watching Aaron Rodgers. So that's not totally surprising to me. As far as, you know, the continuity from Favre to Rodgers to now Love, it's pretty amazing. I mean, obviously it's a blessing of riches for the Packers, but I can't say that they've got the quarterback market cornered, because it's been a different general manager that's selected each one of those players. You know, of course, Favre was traded for with Ron Wolf, but for them to be able to have quality quarterback play for as long as they've had it, I think it's more luck than anything else. And I don't want to take anything away from those people that evaluated the quarterbacks and brought them in. But as we all know, it's a flip of a coin as to whether or not a first round pick is going to go on and ultimately do what they've been able to do. But I would also add that all three of these quarterbacks had really good coaching along the way as well, which has made a big difference for them.
We will get you out of here on this. You're going to do the Monday night game, the Eagles and the Buccaneers on Monday night. The Eagles have lost 5 out of 6 games. What is your theory as to why they are struggling with every time they go out there?
Yeah, it's been hard to watch, and it's obviously no one really knows exactly what is the cause of it. As someone who's been on teams that have self-imploded, which is basically what has happened to the Eagles, I don't think it's just about the defense. I don't think it's just about the offense, and I don't think it's just about whatever injuries they've had on both sides of the ball. I think this is within the organization, the changes that they made at the defensive coordinator position, but I just sense that this goes well beyond anything that we've seen on the field. It's at the coaching level. I think it's at the executive level. And nothing that happens when this season ends, they've got to get past Tampa. It might end after this week. But when this season ends, short of reaching the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be surprised if anything happens. I mean, there's been talk as to whether or not the head coach's job is safe, what might occur on the coaching staff, what players might be gone. But I think it may even run deeper than that. But time will tell. But they have not been anything close to the team that we saw last year that represented the NFC in the postseason.
Thank you, as always, Troy. Thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you much.
You bet.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the defensive coordinator drama with the New York Giants. It's over.
Are we sure? Are we certain about that? And Kawhi Leonard gets an unexpected extension. What does that mean for the Clips?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 49th birthday, Jake DeLome. Bryce Young struggled in his first season with the Carolina Panthers, but DeLome did not. In 2004, DeLome led the team to the Super Bowl, where he threw for 323 yards and three touchdowns, but the Patriots won on Adam Vinatieri's 41-yard field goal with 4 seconds left. Of course, DeLome was no rookie. He was 28, whereas Young is 22. DeLome recently told the Charlotte Observer, quote, "The best advice I would give him is, hey, buddy, I promise you it's going to get better. You feel like the world is caving in on you, but the game will slow down."
Well, DeLome was an older rookie, Tony, because he played for the Amsterdam Admirals and the Frankfurt Galaxy in something called NFL Europe. I know you remember.
Yeah, I remember. I do. Well, not well, but I remember it. Happy anniversary, Bud Grant. This is posthumous, but on this day 8 years ago, the then 88-year-old legendary Vikings coach went out for the ceremonial coin toss wearing a golf shirt, despite the game-time temperature in Minnesota registering a bone-chilling -6 degrees. Seriously, how tough was Bud Grant?
Grant
was head
great.
Coach of the Vikings from 1967 to 1985, coaching players like Fran Tarkenton and the iconic Purple People Eaters. Minnesota reached the Super Bowl 4 times in 8 years, beginning in the 1969 season, but did not win. Grant won 11 division titles, had an overall record of 158-96-5, and was voted into the Hall of Fame in 1994. Bud Grant died last March at the age of 95.
Tony, if we do most famous Minnesotans, like a Mount Rushmore of just Minnesota people, Grant and Prince. We start with Bud Grant and Prince. Well, who else? Hubert Humphrey? Lou Grant?
Yeah, Mary Richards.
Mary Richards. Okay. Then we just did it.
Okay.
We just did it. We finished it.
Good.
Abby
Trails, Luke Getsy. The Bears today fired their offensive coordinator and 4 other members of the offensive staff, but they will be keeping head coach Matt Eberflus. No word yet as to what this means for Justin Fields' future with the Bears. General Manager Ryan Poles said today of his plan for the number one pick, this is a quote, "In my mind right now, I'm going to take this all the way to April," unquote.
Yeah, Tony, you got to take it all the way to April. That meaning, of course, the draft and all these options the Bears have. They took one off the table today. Even if it wasn't, the seeming option of Jim Harbaugh is not there if you keep Eberflus.
Right.
But, Tony, this is the way it had to go. Getsy in the offense is the problem. The defense got better. The offense, you're still going, what? I don't know what it means for Justin Fields, but this is the good start. This is the decision that needed to be made.
Mike, I don't have skin in the game. I'm not on a text chain with famous Bears in the Hall of Fame like you are. If it was my team, I would not want to give Justin Fields a big second contract.
The new contract,
I would try to trade him for a number one pick if I could. And what I would do with the number one overall this year is I would draft the kid from USC. Of
Caleb
course it
Williams,
was Caleb Williams, because I think the upside is even a little bit higher. Yeah. I think so.
Understood.
Anyway, let's go to
the
big finish. The Clippers and Kawhi Leonard reached agreement on an extension for next season. Is that significant?
Yeah, the money is 3 years, $150 mil plus. And they're moving into a new stadium, Tony. And Kawhi Leonard, if he's healthy, as we see right now, can still lead a team. He can, because he's doing it. The Heat and Coach Spo reportedly agreed to an extension. 8 years, $120 mil. Is that deserved?
He's a really good coach. He gets more out of less than almost anybody in the NBA.
Agreed.
Always in the playoffs. The New York Giants and defensive coordinator Wink Martindale mutually agreed to part ways. Are you surprised?
Not really. If people were cursing at each other and Martindale was cursing at Brian Daboll, as was reported, Connor Bedard's broken jaw. Man, going to keep him out 6 to 8 weeks. He's going to miss the All-Star game. I'm disappointed. Are you?
I'm going, whoa. The other day they said he'd miss 7 games. Now he's missing 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a big disparity.
It's a long
last one. Both number one Purdue and number two Houston lost last night. Is that significant?
No, nobody's going undefeated. This isn't Indiana 1976-77. They're all going to lose. No, it's not significant. Those two are making the tournament.
We're out of time. We'll try to do better the next time. Dr. Parag Bhanot, thank you.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Double dose of countdown, 7:30 Eastern on ESPN, 8 o'clock on ABC. And now...
Live TV ain't nothing like it.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.